American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Crossbreed Holster Studios, on this powerful Lead Slinger's microphone. All of it presented to the nation by X Insurance. All of it. Wow. The previous 2 hours of this show were unbelievable. The hour I did with Alan Gottlieb was so good and so important that I will probably be replaying it during the week. That's how strong it was. And it's a message that has to resonate across the country today. Not next week, not next month, today. Alan was in Washington. He was at the White House for the Trump acceptance of the nomination. He walked the gauntlet. He was one of the people, like Rand Paul and others, that were taunted by hateful leftist, anarchist, thug, punk American terrorists masquerading as protesters, as Black Lives Matter, etc. These are very dangerous organizations out there, and they're very well funded. And what they did in Washington, D.C., fortunately didn't rise to the level that they're doing right now in Portland and other areas around the country. But it came very, very close. Simply for Americans attending an event at their White House. Unbelievable, because the leftist punk thugs can't handle you having a differing opinion than them. And they're trying to cancel you, and they'll kill you in the process. These people hate you. Been talking about it for years. That was a powerful hour. As I said, I'll probably replay that. We'll pick the optimum time to do that. I'll keep you posted. Last hour, Cam Edwards. Whew. Man, the mighty Cam Edwards. Phenomenal hour of radio. Tough discussions were had in the previous hour. Tough to talk about some of the things we did. But we're going to continue the conversation here in this third hour of Armed American Radio's MonsterCast, otherwise known as a classic Armed American Radio Roundtable. Two individuals now. Neil McCabe is on a train back up to New York but from Washington and couldn't make it here today. So we're going to give him a pass today. We'll bring him back next week for you. But let's start now with, because his picture's right behind me, Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms. Two veterans now. Justin, welcome in. How you doing, brother?
Doing good, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Always, always, always a pleasure to have you on every week on the roundtable. And let's flip you over now to Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slinger's Whiskey. Brad, welcome back, because you did an hour with me on the weekday show. We got to do that this week, coming up with Justin, if he can find the time. How are you, Brad?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And let me mention to affiliates across the country, thanks for tuning in on hundreds of radio stations. We appreciate it. Facebook streamers, I want to apologize. We do not have a live audio feed for you, just a video. And that's because of a network connection from the previous hour. But we have to take care of our radio station affiliates. That's number one. And we did. And that's what we will always do. So I apologize for that you're just getting the video. But you can enjoy the video and listen. Just head over to armedamericanradio.org. You can follow along and listen live on one of the radio stations in your neck of the woods. You can listen live right there on the website. All right, guys, let's start with this. Somebody we both know, Alan Gottlieb, was in Washington, D.C. Justin, I'll go to you first. You know Alan well. Alan was in the he ran the gauntlet coming out of the Trump acceptance speech. Alan and Julianne, his wife, had to walk through that mess of anarchists to get back to their hotel. He told us in no uncertain terms in the previous hour how frightening it was, and he was sending me pictures after he was safely at his hotel. That an American citizen has to go through that on the streets of the capital of this nation is sickening and unforgivable. I'd like to know what you think.
Oh, I would agree with you, absolutely. I mean, Alan, what a patriot. He's done so much for the country and so much for the Second Amendment. And, you know, this is the big problem which we have with Washington, D.C., because Washington, D.C. does not represent America in terms of its voter composition and in terms of its politics. And yet it's the capital of our entire country. And so, you know, when we send our politicians, when we send our representatives to Washington, and they're under terroristic threat by the local population and the local politicians there who refuses to protect them, it impairs their ability to represent us in the rest of America. And so,
Justin, go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so if we're going to have our representatives do their job properly, we have to be able to protect those who represent our views, even though the local population may have contrary views to what we believe in. It's just as simple as that.
Boy, that's a whole show. Listeners, I could go the whole show with what Justin said. I've already got about three or four questions there. Brad, let me toss one to you. Hearing what I said about Alan having to go through that gauntlet, I want to make a point to both of you. Ironically, the individuals who, some of these individuals who taunted people are more than likely also gun owners. Maybe anarchists, but they're also gun owners. And ironically, taunting Alan Gottlieb is taunting the man who's fighting for all Americans' gun rights, even the ones we vehemently disagree with. I find a little bit of irony there, don't you?
Sure. I mean, it's the same, same evening, same, cluster of incidents where, people are going after Rand Paul. They wanted him to say Breonna Taylor's name. And this is the man that wrote the bill with Breonna Taylor's name on it. They're low information people. I think they're mainly just, possibly, paid thugs. Running around trying to use violence and intimidation tactics on people. If it wasn't so serious, it would be laughable, but, it's a pretty sad state of affairs we're dealing with.
Low information. That's a very kind way. Brad didn't want to come out and say stupid idiot moron, so I'll do it for him. It takes a certain level of stupidity to fall for some of this stuff, and there's no question that some of these people are being paid. We know that for a fact. We've seen some of the flyers. We know they're being busted. In fact, Justin, my wife had a friend whose daughter lives not far from here, travels around and gets paid to go to anti-gun events by Bloomberg coffers. And she doesn't really care about the politics involved. She's being paid to do it. And she's making money. Unfortunately, the stuff gets coverage. And the politics of it are terrible, but some of these kids don't care. They're just taking the money, Justin.
Yeah, I mean, if you're taking money to do political violence and to threat and do political terrorism, I don't know if you can be classified as being low information ignorant. Maybe traitor is a more appropriate term.
Oh, it's such a great point. Yeah. Brad, I hear you chuckling too. That's a great point. Maybe give credit where it needs to be, right? Okay.
Yeah. Bring out the guillotines. Let's cut some heads off.
I mean, look, they're setting up guillotines. What Justin's talking about, they're setting up in front of the White House. They're cutting Trump's head off in guillotines in front of the White House. They're hassling people coming out of an event at the People's House. It's amazing. Let's do this. Justin, I wanted to ask you about your previous statement before when you were talking about letting the politicians do their job. What about politicians like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and the rest of these people? They're not doing the job of the people right now, yet they still have that powerful voice in Washington, and people continue to put them in office.
Yeah, I mean, the people on the other side of the aisle, the Democratic side of the aisle, in which when they come out of the big cities like New York or San Francisco, they unfortunately, the voters there, have views which do not jive with the rest of the country. They have very extremist socialistic views, and they want the government to do everything for them, and they want big government so they can use their influence on the government to get substantial benefits for themselves. And we're not just talking about those people in need. I mean, let's face it, big government doesn't just serve the poor, it serves the whole wealthy elite class of people who make money trading off of public resources.
Yeah, so I call them. I call them leeches. Yeah. I call them leeches. When we come back from this break, we're going to carry on the conversation. We have Brad and Justin here, which is good because we're going to be able to move through the roundtable quickly and get their opinions with two people involved. Well, three, myself included. But, I'm interested in the way the rest of this hour is going to turn out, just like the previous hour with Cam, amazing, and the previous hour prior to that with Alan Gottlieb. We've got a good one brewing here. We'll ask some provocative questions and no doubt get some provocative answers. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone presented by X Insurance continues right after this. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
With the alarming spike in COVID cases this month, shoppers have been trying to stock up on PPE products such as sanitizer, disinfectants, and wipes. Target, Walmart, and Costco are restricting shoppers, placing limits on these products. Several big box stores began limiting customers to just one PPE product per person. Here's some good news, finally. You no longer need to drive from store to store in search of these must-have health supplies and personal protective products. Pulse TV has created an exclusive Armed American On-the-Go Germ Kit. This nine-piece set is equipped with products like hand sanitizer, sanitizing spray, and even a protective germ key. And it comes in a convenient carrying bag so you can take it with you when you're on the go, and it can be easily stored in your car, making this the perfect travel companion. But you must hurry. There has been a massive rush to get these into states that are seeing a spike in cases, and inventory could run out at any time. To learn more about Armed American On the Go Germ Kit, just visit pulsetv.com/armed. That's pulsetv.com/armed.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Really love Mike Gallagher. I'm proud to be able to call him a friend, and I'm glad I've got his ear. Believe me, he has been there over the years, and I've enjoyed being on his show, and I've enjoyed having him on my show. We'll reach out to him about that in the next few weeks, see if we can't bring him back to the program. Welcome back inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios, the Lead Slinger's Platinum microphone, all of it brought to you and presented by X Insurance. We'll go over some of our other sponsors here, including Car Arms and GunBroker.com and others in just a few minutes in another segment. Let's get right back to it. This is a fairly short segment. Let's go back to Brad, let me start with you. We'll talk with Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slinger's Whiskey, here on the Lead Slinger's Whiskey microphone. Brad, I want to go now to, let's go to sports for a minute. And what, you know, what does that have to do with the right to bear arms? It has everything to do. Because this ideology has now infected what America's pastime, the NBA. Of course, Major League Baseball, America's pastime, the NBA, I don't know what they are anymore. What a joke that's become. No doubt with the likes of Roger Goodell running things. I mean, Roger Goodell taking a knee to anybody, you know. And what was funny, my son pointed this out to me just today, that the NBA players that are taking a knee are doing it on a mat so they don't hurt their knees. Did you see that by any chance? Won't even take a knee on the wood court. I mean, give me a break. LeBron James. Nobody cares what you think anymore, LeBron. People want to watch. I don't want to watch you play anymore. I'm done with you. I don't care how talented you are. I couldn't care less. But, you know, you got Major League Baseball now, and here you had a hateful comment from George Hill, plays for the Milwaukee Bucks, I guess, who defiantly tweeted yesterday that he missed the national anthem because he was in the locker room taking a blank, okay? And that's a flat-out blank on us, on America, the country, the flag, the fans, everybody. It's disgusting. It's despicable. And this is where we're at now. Brad, educate me here, brother, please.
Oh, well, I mean, I think we're obviously in these places, and you know, where you can't, if you have any type of notoriety or, you know, you can't be neutral anymore. You know, there was a time when, you know, our sports or athletes, they could just be athletes. But now that we're dealing with, you know, the brown shirts wanting to force everybody into an ideology, and you have to prove your ideological purity to not have the mobs come after you. You know, they're forcing people to take a stand. I mean, I think, you know, if you get LeBron James off by himself and off the record and swear up and down that it would never see the light of day, he would probably admit to you he does not want to be a social justice warrior. This is a man that spent his entire life, from the time he was a kid, training himself to be a professional basketball player, and he's a great professional basketball player.
He is.
And you know, and you hear his comments and the statement, his attempts at being, you know, a social justice leader are so clumsy that I can't think this is something he's ever prepared himself for, ever wanted to do. And, you know, it's creating problems for him. It's creating problems for everybody, though, because you're also taking something that, you know, Mark, if you look at it from a racial standpoint, if there is anything in this country that you can say is probably, you know, a colorblind arena, it's sports. I don't know a single person who is a sports fan that has a favorite team. That they don't care whether the best player on the team is black, white, Asian, whatever. They don't care. They just want to win. You know, like I've never seen anybody have a problem, you know, rooting for an athlete of a different race. I mean, I think, if anything, sports is an opportunity for us to be the best amongst us, you know, a good place for us.
It used to be. It used to be. But now it's become, Justin, a politically correct social justice warrior. You know, we can't count. What people are coming to understand, and there was a wonderful article in the New York Post about this today. I don't have it. If I can get it during the next break, I will. I'll give you the title of it. I would ask everybody to read it, specifically about Major League Baseball in particular and other sports, but focusing on baseball. Justin, people are realizing that they don't care anymore. Yeah, it was fun to watch when it was there and everything, but I don't really need it anymore. And I don't like what's coming from it anymore, and I'm certainly not going to spend good money and obscene amounts of money on hot dogs to go feed this beast. I'm not going to do it anymore. And I don't – do the athletes not – are they aware of the fact? Is LeBron James aware of the fact? Is Charles Hill or George Hill, whatever his name is he aware of the fact that these people are playing in front of empty stadiums and that nobody cares? I mean, is this sinking into anybody?
Oh, I think if you want to understand what's going on with our sports, I think you got to follow the money. Because that money flow is affecting everything in entertainment, our culture, our politics. And that money flow comes right from the Chinese Communist Party. That's what's going on with the sports and political correctness in the U.S. today. And so if we don't cut off this foreign money, this Chinese money coming into our country, buying up Hollywood, you know, buying up all of our professional sports leagues, buying off all of our politicians, including Mr. Biden, we're not going to have a country anymore. They're basically doing a hostile takeover of the United States of America.
From within. And, you know, nowhere is that Chinese money more apparent, Brad Primo, than the NBA, who has basically sold their soul to contracts with Chinese corporations. They're not taking a knee in China.
No.
I mean, it's crazy what we're seeing right now. Look, it's kind of like de Blasio. De Blasio made a comment earlier, guys. He said, well, if you guys don't think New York's coming back, you don't know New York. Oh, no, de Blasio, I do know New York. I remember New York when your party ran it into the toilet like it's doing now. And it isn't going to come back tomorrow. And there, you know what's evidence of that, Brad? Let me take this to you. I was reading today, and I know people who live in these areas. I spent some time living in some of these areas. But real estate in the suburbs, in southern Connecticut, central Connecticut, in some of the suburbs in New York, Westchester County and others, if they can afford to go there, and in New Jersey, are booming. People are selling homes because they're getting offers that they're not even selling their homes. But there are people knocking on doors. Their real estate market is exploding because people are fleeing the city. Okay, just like people are fleeing the arenas. I don't think Americans, guys, this goes to the election. Brad, here's my question, because we could just go on and on and on. Do you believe that Americans are going to vote for the ideology that is crushing sports and destroying our great cities?
No, actually, you know, just today I was reading some news and saw some good news on some polling being done in battleground states. It has Trump up by, I think, eight points.
Yeah,
has him 51-49 over Biden nationwide. You know, it's interesting. Biden's just now putting out a tweet condemning political violence on the right or left, and he challenges Donald Trump to do the same. It's like President Trump's been condemning this violence since the get go. Like, you know, where have you been, Joe? You know, but clearly, you know, the Democrats are getting the message that it's hurting them and hurting them badly, because now they're trying to distance themselves from it. I think what they're going to find is, you know, the genie's out of the bottle. They can't put it back in.
You know, it was Donald Lemon on CNN that says, okay, guys, the polling's not any good anymore. We got to stop the violence. We'll be back with a great roundtable. Justin Moon, we'll go to him next, and Brad Primo. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's a huge supporter of this program, and we're a huge supporter of his. We've been working together with Mike for a number of years now, and he has co-hosted a couple hours of the show with me when we, at the last, I believe it was the last or the second to last, Minnesota State Fair I was at with our great affiliate up there, AM 1280 The Patriot. We love you guys up there. We missed you for the fair this year. Unfortunately, you didn't have one. But, you know, life will eventually go back to normal, I promise you. A couple things to get out of the way here real quick. GunBroker.com. Make sure to visit GunBroker.com. If you can't find it in your stores, it's on GunBroker. It's 100% free. They'll never take a dime from you. Now, I can't promise you're not going to spend money there, because if you find it there, you're going to want to get it. Particularly now, that's my advice. If you see it, buy it, because it didn't get any cheaper, and it's not going to come any more handily, and it's just not going to come to you, because there's just a tremendous demand on all of these products. Now, let me go over to Carr Arms briefly for a second, because my CW has been getting a 9mm. It's been getting a workout lately. I've been carrying it like crazy, and my eyes are on the K9. The 25th anniversary is huge. We'll ask Justin about that in a minute. But the thin blue line, the PM9 over at Carr, there are some wonderful guns over there, and the K9 as well, are just absolutely phenomenal. Justin, jump in here real quick and tell us about that K9 25th anniversary, because I look at that thing and I drool and I sound like a little kid. I want, I want, I want, I want, okay?
Now, as you know, firearms demand is through the roof, so everything we have is basically sold out. But if you really want, I think we can work out a deal for you.
Well, I might know a guy.
Yeah. But, yeah, the 25th anniversary K9 is absolutely fabulous. I mean, it was the first gun we designed and the first gun we brought to market, and it basically changed the entire handgun market. I mean, that was the first 9mm in the size category of a Walther PPK. And 20 years later, every manufacturer which is producing a small gun has benchmarked or copied the design of the Carr K9 pistol, so it is a very unique pistol in that regard. It is a pistol which is, you know, the platform or the format in which every other small gun is now being produced by and according to. So we're very proud.
The triggers on them are wonderful. I love them, and they're absolutely beautiful. Here's what you can do, listen. It's real simple. It's car.com, and go check out everything that Justin's line over there. And you can scroll down the page, and you can read the passion behind the pursuit of perfection over there by Justin. You get some frequently asked questions that will be answered for you, and that thin blue line PM9 is also really good. There's a whole bunch of I wants over there on the website. I promise you, you're going to drool. But there's a lot of great guns over there, and demand is through the roof, so you might have to be a little patient, of course, when you're looking at your dealers. But nonetheless, make sure to visit car.com. All right, Justin, let's go to you, and then we'll go over to Brad. You know, some really disturbing stuff we're talking about in the previous segment, but let's try to find some positives here, okay? Because like Brad mentioned in the previous segment, Justin, I don't see, and I'm not trying to cause any apathy by any stretch here. This is the most important election that all of us, no matter what our age is, will vote in our elections, in our lifetimes. No question about that. I'm convinced of that. Since 1860. But, Justin, I don't believe Americans want what we're seeing. I mean, all this turmoil, all this churning in the stomach, all this division, all this garbage that we're seeing, I do believe the message is getting out that these are Democrat socialist-run cities where this is happening, and that they are complicit in this, and that Nancy Pelosi's comments about, you know, not having Biden not have a debate because she wouldn't want to dignify a conversation between the sitting president of the United States and a candidate for president. It's unbelievable. I think when Americans hear that, overall, they cringe at that. And I don't think they're doing themselves any favor. And one final statement before I turn it over to you. I don't think the Democrats' constituents in Kenosha, Wisconsin, as of late, are doing them any favors in the swing state of Wisconsin either. I could be wrong, but I'd love for you to address that in total, and then we'll pass it over to Brad.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I think, Mark. I mean, it doesn't look good for the country right now because the leaders of the Democratic Party have put themselves in a situation where they care more about their power and their positions than they care about the people of the United States of America, or even that matter, the country as a whole. And so, I mean, look at what they have done to our country. I mean, basically, Obama, even after he was, you know, ended his term, he initiated a coup to remove the next president of the United States. And now all the evidence is coming out, and all the evidence is coming out that it goes right up to former President Obama. And come on, the number of laws that were broken, we have one FBI lawyer who has confessed his guilt, and of course he's probably ratting out all the other rats. And of course, you know, we know that Biden is related to that whole stinking story.
Yeah.
So the whole party is connected to that, and their goose is cooked in that regard. And then we have all the connections to the Epstein scandal and the pedophilia and the sex trafficking. You know, Hillary's foundation where they had all the Haitian kids caught. And the Democratic Party has involved itself with so many heinous and unbelievable things. And all of these criminal investigations now are coming up to the surface.
And we can suspect that when Trump wins, probably in the first year, you're going to see so many more indictments and prosecutions of people related to these crimes which have been surfacing. So I'm sure the Democratic Party leaders understand what's up, and so they have decided, unfortunately, that they're going to try to kill America to save their own hide.
You know, that's Brad, that's a standard operating procedure in so many different cases. Look, I could make the argument that Wayne LaPierre's doing the same thing to the NRA. Okay, in fact, I have in the past. I was out front of that, and I was vocal about that. If I can't have it, nobody can have it. It's sad to say and sad to see when we need a strong NRA right now more than we've ever needed it before, and they're basically absent. But I think, you know, Justin's right. But at the same time, Americans get disturbed because Hillary Clinton continues to skate. Her emails, come on, how stupid do they think we are? All right. And I believe that Americans are getting smarter and smarter and smarter. There's some comments in here. By the way, hi to Di also in here, who commented that you made a great point, and you did, that, you know, Nancy's too drunk. OK, you know, power is what we're talking about here, and how Americans are seeing these things. The bully pulpit is working, where if you watched, and by the way, tens of millions of Americans watched Trump's speech the other night, and they heard what's happening. They know who's controlling these cities. So, I mean, just try to make me feel a little bit better. And you mentioned polls earlier that, you know, we could be headed down the right path. But I guess my question for you is, will the other side ever accept the inevitable results of a Trump landslide victory?
I mean, they'll have to an extent. I mean, you know, unless there's this massive breakdown of our society and its structures. But if you look, I mean, what's going on the last, you know, 3+ years has been a giant temper tantrum because Hillary didn't get her turn. Right. And, you know, I think also, you know, as that ran out of steam, you know, I think it's pretty clear that the Democrats have sold their souls to communists and the social Democrats, or what they want to call themselves. They've had to make a deal with the devil because 20% of their party went so far off the reservation, they weren't going to have a party. You know, if you remember how fractured the Democrat Party was even 12 months ago. So they've had to make some deals that are going to come back to haunt them, I think.
I think they have come back to haunt them. We've got one more segment, and I have an idea where I want to go. Let me take a look during the break and see if I can find a couple things. If not, well, we'll just go in a different direction. But either way, it's going to be a great segment. Final segment, fastest individual hours in radio, I tell you. I apologize they go by so quick. We'll be right back.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man. The American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Wow, literally the fastest hour in radio. I can apologize to you, but I can't help it. The content's that good, the topics are that good, the guests are that good, and it just flies by. I hope you've enjoyed these 3 hours of Armed American Radio as much as I've enjoyed bringing them to you today. Just incredible. With Alan Gottlieb, Cam Edwards, and now Justin Moon and Brad Primo and the Roundtable, just killing it today. It's been a lot of fun, and it's been provocative. It's been extremely informative. Let me quickly mention some of my other sponsors. Ledslingers, of course. You know, this is the Ledslingers microphone in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. All of this being presented to you by X Insurance. I've got a meeting out there in Salt Lake in the next couple weeks. I'll let you know what we come up with, some promotions and all kinds of fun stuff. Just getting started. LedSlingersWhiskey.com. Just head over there. Put your zip code in after you enter your birth date, because you got to be legal. Put your birth date in there. You then put your zip code in and find out where there's a distributor near you. And a lot of you are doing that. I'm seeing some comments in here now that somebody just said they just ordered some. I wish I could do that. Now I can't do that. I have to go out and physically get it, but that's okay. CrossbreedHolstersOfCourse.com. Use the promo code AAR, Defender Coffee. Promo code AAR, 15% off. And donate your profits to wherever you want them to go relative to the Second Amendment. Support wherever you want to support. I give mine to the Second Amendment Foundation, of course. And then, of course, there's GunBroker.com, North American Arms, SAF, I just mentioned, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AAR. And let's not forget, of course, the Front Sight Academy. Let me switch over there. FrontSight.com. FrontSight.com/MARK. And Pulse TV. PulseTV.com. It's armed. Yeah, there it is. I had to pull it up for you. I put it up on the screen for you. It's pulsetv.com/ARMED, or you can text the word armed to 58445 for all things. Thousands of products over there branded with AAR on the AAR page up there. They've given you opportunity to buy just thousands of products, from tactical stuff all the way to cool, fun stuff like bug zapping, ninja murdering lights of bugs. I love that stuff. I've got a couple of them. Welcome back inside the studio with me. Brad, I had to cut you off there quickly. We were coming from the break. I apologize for that. Let me get the screen back over there for you. Did you want to put an exclamation point on what you were saying before that music just rudely interrupted you?
You know, just the fact that, like I said, I mean, they've made some deals. They've cut a deal with the devil, sold their soul. And, you know, it's going to be time to pay the piper. And I think they're seeing it right now. Like you said, they're probably having some blowback and maybe regretting it, but it's too late.
I don't know if they regret it. You're right. There's no doubt there's going to be blowback. I think it's. I think there's a turning point, Justin. I sense that turn. I am. I'm feeling my stomach. My gut is feeling that turn that Americans are sick of this. They're sick of all of it. And I'm hopeful that if enough of us throw a "we're sick of it" fit, that we come out of this on the other side okay. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think the Democratic Party has made a deal with the devil, literally. I mean, look at Hillary yeah. Clinton. Barry Nichols, the guy who used to work for her, said that Hillary Clinton went to witches coven twice a month, 72 weeks or something. and you know, Hillary Clinton, she tutored under Saul Alinsky, who dedicated his book to Lucifer. And then there's that other guy. That guy with the big eyes who ran the impeachment hearings. What's his name?
Oh, my.
He was up yeah. there in California with that crazy Egyptian hat, yeah. pretending he's an Egyptian god at all these homosexual parties where two people died.
His name is escaping me right now, but... Okay, the name's escaping me. Somebody in Facebook's going to let me know. It escapes me right now. Brad, do you remember who it is? The guy that was running the impeachment hearings with the big eyes, you know? Trump was all over him every day.
Adam Schiff.
Called him Pencil Neck or whatever?
Schiff, yeah, Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff, that's it. Adam Schiff. Boy, I'm sorry I forgot that loser. You know, those people are easy to not remember, man. Oh, my gosh. All right, hey, guys, listen, Michael Bain, you know, this legendary outdoorsman over on Outdoor TV and everything else, wrote an article this week that was wonderful. Listeners, if you were watching or listening to the weekday show, you heard me talk about it. Thoughts from Michael Bain. It was just Google that, Thoughts from Michael Bain. It was out August 26th. Just incredible. And I want to get your take on both of this, guys. Brad, I'll go right to you. We have fully entered a new phase of acceptable violence. What we now see is recreational arson, that is the setting of fires with the inherent risk to human life for fun. Remember when you were a kid and how thrilling setting off fireworks was for you? This is the exact same thing, kicked, as Emeril Lagasse might say, up a notch, and one political party and their farthest left members fully supports this violence because they see it as the best chance for wholesale social change, e.g. the Socialist States of America or some other similar euphemism. They are correct, Michael reminds us. Historically, times of massive uncertainty offer a narrow window for massive political governmental change. The other side understands that this is the year of the jackpot. Brad, your thoughts on that? It's pretty profound stuff, brother.
Yeah, I mean, it's spot on. I mean, you know, the Democrats see, I hate to say it, but like, I really think that, you know, they see, you know, COVID coming down the pipe, you know, early this year. They're probably just started licking their chops. They knew they were going to have an opportunity there, you know. And you know, with the way things went down with, you know, after George Floyd was killed and, you know, the protests that, you know, went from being local to national, coordinated and violent within a matter of days, yeah, kind of suggests that was probably already a canned response. They were just waiting for a time to spring it. If I want to put the tinfoil hat on, I think they probably did spring that a little bit earlier than they wanted to in the election cycle, because now we're seeing, you know, if you think about the general mood of Republicans and Trump voters back around maybe June, I don't think they're nearly as energized back then as they are now, and it has a lot to do with what's happened since then. We are kind of looking at, you know, a psychological operation. We're looking at an attempt mm-hmm. to use, you know, a unprecedented times, I guess. If, you know, I hate that term, but unprecedented times to affect change that they couldn't get through otherwise, right? They've not been able to win in the arena of ideas. They've not been able to present their ideas or a platform and convince Americans that that's the way we need to go. So now they're just going to try to force it through, you know, through other means. They've lost on the arena of ideas. They know they can't win that way.
And you know what, Justin, I think, Brad, you're spot on. And Justin, I think that what we're seeing right now is the frustration that Brad is talking about on the other side. Now, that's why they're, you know, acting out the way they're doing it. That's why they're having to do that. They're pushing themselves to this limit. Trump has been standing in their way for now nearly 4 years. They know damn good and well that there's a likelihood that Trump is going to be there again, and they're doing everything in their power to wreck that. Michael Bayne goes on to say, and it, again, very profound article, where he says, maybe if we take a deep breath, calm down and relax, we'll come through this. Maybe, but maybe not. Maybe is a very big word. Is the other side going to accept the inevitability of a Trump victory? Justin, you got 20 seconds. I'll close it out today with you.
The cure for this season of political violence is Kyle Rittenhouse.
Okay, I'll leave it at that. Self-defense, that's absolutely correct about them. I'm going to leave it right there because that was self-defense. We didn't talk about it today, but we'll talk about it throughout the week, and we'll talk about it again next week as this continues to play out over the week. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to Armed American Radio as much as I've enjoyed bringing it to you today. What a power-packed, dynamite 3 hours of awesome, awesome nationally syndicated radio. Here's what I'm going to leave you. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. It's imperative today. Don't be caught out there without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do that. We're going to get up and do it again tomorrow because they don't want us to. Until we meet on the radio again, enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll see you on the
radio
tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.